edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planetarium studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out on Access Radio, Capity Coast Radio on Sunday, and Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday night. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme Ireland Calling is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So I hope wherever you're listening tonight, you can stay with us. You might be listening to us online as well on planetaudio.org.nz. We'll have the latest news from Ireland. We'll have all the, details of sports news and fixtures. A bit quiet at the moment, but there's plenty of action about the FAI off the field. And Delaney, former CEO, and a number of directors of the FAI are facing the music today. The FAI, or at the Dáil, about this 100,000 loan that was a bridging loan, according to John Delaney, to his organisation, a $50 million a year organisation that needed a bridging loan. So we'll be interested to see what will happen there. But I want to start off the programme tonight, pay a tribute to a long-time listener to Ireland Calling, man from Wexford, Jack Hampton. Jack died at the weekend and was laid to rest today, but Jack loved the programme, never missed too many programmes, and always a smile on his face when you met him at the Irish Club. And one song, even though he was a Wexford man, he always loved Big Tom singing about the four roads to Glenamedy. So Big, so in your memory, Jack, we'll play Big Tom for you, and we'll try to get a Wexford song in before the end of the programme for you tonight. So here he is, Big Tom, and the four country roads to Glenamedy.
Four country roads to a town in County Galway. Four country roads leading to the friends I left behind. Four dusty roads to the town of Glenamedy. Four dusty roads forever in the caverns of my mind. Once in a while I hear the sound of music in the winter night. I see now and then the trees where we shattered from the rain. And once in a while I see us walking home in the morning light. And after the time I long to see my hometown once again. Four roads from Glenamedy. Four roads that drift apart. Four roads to Glenamedy. Are the four dusty byways to my heart. One country road led me to the schoolhouse by the meadow. And one country road to the churchyard where my mom and daddy lie. One dusty road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadow. And one dusty road that led me on my journey far away. Four roads from Glenamedy. Four roads that drift apart. Four roads to Glenamedy. Are the 40 byways to my heart.
Yes, that's Big Tom there, and the four country roads to Glenamedy. And of course, Big Tom's anniversary is coming up at the end of April, and that song there was played as a tribute to the late Jack Hampton, who passed away at the weekend and was laid to rest in Auckland today. Long-term time member of the Auckland Irish Society, And as the notice from the Irish club went out the other night from Brady Murphy, always had a smile on his face, and he certainly never missed too many of the programmes you're listening to tonight, Ireland Calling. So may Jack rest in peace. You're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And just looking at some of the headlines from the Irish papers over the last few days, as I mentioned at the start of the programme, the FAI investigation into this €100,000 loan in 2017 by the CEO to the organisation has come under a lot of investigation, because the Football Association of Ireland gets about €3 million from Sport Ireland, and there's a lot of conditions laid down about that, and they have to tell them about how their finances is going, and they've obviously breached rules. The FAI kind of swept this under the carpet, but the diligence of a reporter a few weeks ago came out around St. Patrick's weekend in the Irish Sunday Times Irish edition. This reporter found out, obviously somebody within the organisation knew about it, and gave the reporter. And John Delaney went to the High Court, emergency High Court sitting on the night before the paper was published, to stop the publication about the loan. So since then, he moved sideways from CEO to a new position created for him called the Executive Vice President. And he was on a radio station in Tipperary last week, and he said the reason he did that because he was doing three jobs. He was the Chief Executive of the Football Association of Ireland. He was also, he was going around opening lots of pitches around the country and giving money out to lots of organisations, and he was also involved in UEFA, and he was involved in the FIFA. So he had a lot of work to do, and certainly he needed the €360,000 salary that he was getting every year. And on top of that, because he did take a bit of a pay cut when the crisis hit, the financial crisis hit, but when he reduced his salary down to €360,000 a year, he got the FAI to pay his rent on a nice home, cost about €3,000 a week. So he's going to, or a month, he's going to have to answer questions about the finances of the FAI when he appears before the Dáil Committee in Ireland later today. Anyway, on good news, there's a nice picture of Leona Maguire, and we might hear her name a lot more often now, because she won a professional golf tournament in California at the weekend, so she'll be competing against the likes of New Zealand's Lydia Ko before too long. So beautiful picture of her, herself and her sister. They're from Cavan. They're doing very well on the golf pro circuit, and of course the Masters tournament kicks off this weekend, or this week, and Irish golfers in the Masters are Rory McIlroy. He's hoping to win that, along with Shane Lowry got in there after doing well in the tournament that was held in Dubai earlier this year. Right, we'll continue on with some more music, and this time we've got Johnny McAvoy, Where My Eileen Is Waiting For Me.
I'm always light-hearted and easy, not a care in the world have I, 'cause I know I am loved by a Colleen, and I couldn't forget if I tried. She lives far away o'er the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees, in a cottage all covered with ivy. My Eileen is waiting for me. It's over the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees, in a cottage all covered with ivy. My Eileen is waiting for me. The time I bid goodbye to Eileen, 'twas a time I will never forget, for the tears bubbled up from their slumbers, I fancy I see them yet. They look like the pearls in the ocean, as she wept her tale of love, and she said, my dear boy, don't forget me, till we meet here again or above. It's over the mountains where the little burn on the trees. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting.
Indeed, Johnny McAvoy there singing a song about where my Eileen is waiting for me. Well, the newly appointed police commissioner, the former deputy police commissioner for the Police Service of Northern Ireland, has a bit of explaining to do because on the 25th of March he was up in Northern Ireland for some meetings, and he was met at the border by Gardaí from the south, and they escorted him back in an armoured plated Range Rover. And this car was obviously driven back to the police headquarters where Mr. Harris is obviously living at the moment. He took up his job in September last year. But the Northern registered vehicle was driving in a convoy behind a Garda, obviously unmarked car, when it went in over the a bollard going into the police headquarters. But because the Gardaí on sentry duty wasn't sure who was in the car, she set off an automatic bollard that comes flying up through the ground. So the car was driving over this ramp, and next thing, the security device came up and lifted the car off the ground. So there's a bit of explaining to be done. And the headline in the Irish Independent said, Harris knows security is paramount, but he has to explain this bollard blunder. So obviously, he's has to be well protected. He's, very involved. He's got the top job as the police commissioner, and especially the previous position as deputy commissioner in Northern Ireland. The government have decided they will help former Irish soldier and ISIS member Lisa Smith to come back to Ireland. She fled over there when the Syrian crisis started. She joined ISIS, and she had a relationship obviously with an ISIS soldier. She's got a 2-year-old daughter, I think, and the government have said that they will help her. They won't be flying her back in the government jet, but she gave an exclusive interview or an interview at the weekend with the Irish Mail on Sunday, and she said she regrets making mistakes, and she talked about the lifestyle she's had there for the number of years that she's been away. But a number of people in Ireland want to do what New Zealanders want to do with the former army soldier here that's over there, and they're held in a prison in Syria at the moment. They says leave her there, but obviously she's got a young baby, and both mother and baby would be Irish citizens, according to Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney. So the government is aiding the embassy, the nearest embassy there, to help relocate her back to Ireland. Okay, let's move on. And nice song here coming up this time by John Spillane, The Dance. Oh, this is the way, All the Ways You Want Her. And we'll come back to the dance of the cherry tree later.
On fire, searching for the island of your heart's desire, where the sun is always shining and the oranges grow on the trees. You only have to wait 2 seconds there for everything you please in the garden. searching for the wind of your heart's delight. I've waited for you, a true friend. I'll wait for you till the very take the long way, if you take the long way home, down where the magicians, dreamers roam, through the mountains of morning, through the valleys of night, searching for the sets on fire, searching for all your heart's desire.
Yes, indeed, that was John Spillane there, and a lovely song called All the Ways. Back, John. Hold on, John. We'll get you again before the end of the programme, All the Ways You Wander. And I heard that song at the weekend. It was on playback on Saturday morning if you listen in to the best of the programmes during the week. And a lovely man, Pat McAuliffe, who worked for RTE Sports, he passed away suddenly last Sunday week, and his funeral was last Friday. But John Creedon, who does a lovely programme between 6 or 8 and 10 every 2 weeks, every night, Monday to Friday, he played a tribute, and he broadcast his programme out of the RTE studio in Cork. And was broadcasting, he was looking across like I am here, looking into another studio, and that particular studio or that particular desk was where Pat used to do a lot of his sports reports from. So he was a well-known voice on RT radio for the last 30 or 40 years, especially on Cork Sport. And so he'll be sadly missed. Now, a few weeks ago, I got a request for a song for an anniversary for Daniel O'Keefe from his daughter Angie, and I forgot to play it, and the song that they wanted was a Perry Como song, so I'm going to try to dig that up, and while I'm talking to you here, and play that song here. It's called, the song was The Bluest Skies Ever Seen Are in Seattle. So Danny's anniversary was 10 years ago on the 27th of March. So let's hope that I can and find this, because I'm in a studio here with just one item to use to play music. So I can't even put a CD on while this is happening. So I have the song on an iPad, but I have to try to find it on my phone. But what else has been happening? Well, there is bluest... there is blue skies in Ireland at the moment, because the weather, the clocks went forward, and it's bright till most evenings now till about 9 o'clock over there. And obviously the summer is not far away, and hopefully Ireland will get the good weather that it got last summer. So certainly if you're travelling over there, you know, you'll be certainly looking forward to enjoying some fine weather when you get to Ireland. Obviously, next week, not Easter weekend, the semi-finals of the Heineken Cup are taking place. Two big games, play Toulouse and in Dublin, and the other semi-final is Saracens against Munster, and that game is being played in Saracens home ground over over in England. Right, well, we've got Perry Comey here now. Let's see, can I find this particular song? You know, but he's recorded quite a lot of songs, and so I have it on, as I said, here. But anyway, we'll play Catch a Fallen Star. I'm sure if the late Dan O'Keefe enjoyed Perry Comey, he might have liked this song as well. So hopefully this one is going to, when I hit the button, will start playing here in memory of the late Dan Keefe, whose anniversary occurred on the 27th of March a few weeks ago. So here we go.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
For love may come and tap you on the some starless night. And just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy, save it for a rainy, rainy, rainy day.
For when your troubles start multiplying, and they just might, it's easy to forget them without trying. With just a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Yes, but that's a first for Ireland Calling. I don't think we've ever played a Perry Comey song here. I know it wasn't the song that Angie O'Keefe wanted in memory of her dad. She was looking for a song called Seattle. We might find that before the end of the programme here tonight. But just to thank you again for sending in that message about your dad's anniversary a few weeks ago. And apologies for playing that a little bit later than you wanted it played. And I know there's plenty of Mulrennans listening to the programme to pass that message on. You're calling, broadcasting out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. And our delayed broadcasts go out Saturday night down in Plains FM in Christchurch, and Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, on a Sunday night. And before that, in the afternoon, down there at Kapiti Coast, and planetaudio.org.nz around the world. Now, if you want to listen online, you want to hear another Irish program with news from Ireland and indeed news from Australia, a good friend of mine, Pat Rigney, aka Jack Murphy, he's going by the name, his radio name, Jack Murphy, of his grandfather, on Celtic FM. So that he's got a station over there. He's been broadcasting nearly as long as I have in Australia. And if you look it up online, celticfm.ie, you'll hear links to all his shows. And he's done a series of interviews recently with people, young and not so young, that have come to Australia and talked about where they came from and what they're doing, what they did in Australia, what the younger generation are doing. And speaking of people coming here, it'll be 30 years next Friday, 12th of April, since I arrived here for a week in New Zealand, and obviously still here. So, you know, I arrived from Australia. I'd been there for a while before I came over here. And, you know, I just want to thank all the people that have helped me out in those 30 years since I've been here, not alone through my radio programme, but also through the magazine business that I have. Now, last week we had a chat to Katrina Gordon all about the Darkness into Light event, which is happening here in New Zealand at Auckland, Hamilton, Wellington, Christchurch and Queenstown. So if you want more information about that, you'd like to sign up, and it's to raise money for Pieta House, who help people prevent suicide in Ireland. You can go on to the darknessintolight.ie website, darknessintolight.ie, and all the details are there. There's a fee to sign up, and you get a sweatshirt, and you'll be walking with a group of people. I'm sure many of them will be Irish. All the events start at 6:15 a.m. on Saturday, the 11th of May, and the Auckland event gets off at the bandstand around the stand there at the Domain. Hamilton, that's at the City Hawks Club Rooms, Grantham Street. Waterfront, beside Te Papa Museum in Wellington, North Hagley Park in Christchurch, and Lake Hayes Pavilion in Queenstown. So if you want to get a few people together and put a group together, or do it on your own, darknessintolight.ie is the website to look up there. Right, we'll take another bit of music, and when we come back, we will, you know, look back at more of the newspapers in Ireland. Right, a man that hasn't been here for a while, Kieran Goss, All That You Asked Me. He came here and toured many, many years ago.
We
Yes, that's Kieran Goss, and it is indeed a while since Kieran came down here and performed at the at the Irish Club many, many years ago, and he was here as part of the Guinness Celebration of Music on one or two occasions. Brexit, what's happening? Well, Friday the 12th is another deadline set by the European Union for Britain to leave. But at the moment, it looks like Britain are going to look for an extension, possibly to the 22nd of May. That looks like as long as the European Union may be forced to give them. Mrs. May is off to France and Germany today to try to negotiate and see if the European Union are willing to budge, which they said they won't on the deal that was agreed with her back in November. Michel Barnier, the chief European Union negotiator, he's been in Ireland yesterday for discussions with Finance Minister, Foreign Affairs Minister, and indeed the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. So they're basically, the European Union has promised that they want, if Britain leaves without a deal, they want to make sure that there's a proper border deal in place and before anything happens. So hopefully, it looks like British government, Labour and the Conservatives are trying to negotiate to see if there's a possibility of doing a deal. That may not happen, and then Mrs. May be forced to give the people a choice to have another referendum. So if that's going to happen, that's going to leave a lot of stuff up in the air, because the European elections are due to take place on the 22nd of May, so and local elections. So if haven't got an agreement to leave before then, the whole British government, it's in a state of turmoil at the moment, but that'll even put it into a worse state of turmoil. From an Irish perspective, very worrying news, because a former member of the IRA said that the recent spate of ATMs that have been ripped out of the walls of banks and shopping centres by diggers and machinery in the middle of the night, this has been done by a splinter IRA group, and they're out there to, you know, put money aside to buy arms in the event that there'll be a border again between Northern and Southern Ireland, and they want to get back to the campaign that Ireland certainly didn't want for 30 years. So that's very, very worrying. That news was, I just heard that on the radio coming in here this evening, so that's very, very worrying. Guess what? We found this song, Seattle. So, and to the memory of the late Danny Keefe, for all his family, I'm sure you'll all listen to this both here in New Zealand and overseas. Here's that song that he used to whistle, Perry Como. It's called Seattle.
The bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle, and the hills the greenest green in Seattle. Like a beautiful child growing up free and wild, full of hopes and full of fears, full of laughter, full of tears, full of dreams to last the years in Seattle. In Seattle, when it's time to leave your home and your loved one, it's the hardest thing a boy can ever do. And you pray that you will find someone warm and sweet, but you're not sure what's waiting there for you. The bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle, and the hills the greenest green in Seattle. Like a beautiful child growing up free and wild, full of hopes and full of fears, full of laughter, full of tears, full of dreams to last the years in Seattle, in Seattle. When you find your own true love, you will know it by a smile
Never knew a day so fair. It makes you feel so proud that you could cry. The bluest sky you ever seen are in Seattle. And the hills, the greenest green in Seattle. Like a beautiful child growing up, free and wild, full of hopes and full of tears, full of laughter, full of tears, full of dreams to last the years in Seattle. In Seattle. In Seattle.
Well, I hope that brings back memories to the O'Keefe and the Mulrennan families of the late Daniel O'Keefe, who died on the 27th of March 2009. His anniversary was recently. So you're listening to brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, just looking at the sports pages of the paper last weekend, not a lot happening on the GAA front, but there was the Division 3 final between Westmeath and Laois, and Westmeath won that 113-13 points. So both obviously teams promoted to Division 2 next year. And there was wins for Roscommon CBS over Sliabh Lucra Rathmore in the All-Ireland post-primary schools B final, and that game won 12-111, and it was the same score in the Hogan Cup final between St. Michael's Inniskillen over Naas CBS. Neither team had won the Hogan Cup before, but St. Michael's prevailed 112-111, and their man of the match was none other than Michael Glynn. Michael Glynn's dad and me went to school together and are good friends. So Michael was a customs officer and on the border in Black Line for many years, and now working for the revenue in Donegal. But his son, Michael Jr., great sportsman, and he scored 7 points in the All-Ireland final that was played in Croke Park. So congratulations to indeed St. Michael's, and indeed Michael Glynn and his family. A great occasion for them. The golf is dominating a lot of the pages in the papers today ahead of the Augusta tournament, the Masters, which it's called. And there's two Irishmen there, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry, are both playing there, and it would be great if either of them won. Other good news, the Irish Sevens rugby team, they actually won a qualifying series to get into the main Sevens series, which the New Zealand All Blacks play in. So they're going off to play in the Sevens tournament next year, and hopefully we'll get into the World Cup as well. And obviously some games that were played at the weekend. Well, the big thing on sport for Ireland at the weekend was the Grand National, and an unbelievable success for Michael O'Leary, because his horse Tiger Roll, ridden by Davy Russell and trained by Gordon Elliott, won the Grand National for the second year in a row, and it's up there now at the likes of Red Rum. So there was great celebrations in summer in Summerfield, is it, in County Meath on Monday or Sunday, when the horse came back. And the horse that comes, the first three horses were trained by Irish trainers, and obviously Michael O'Leary very happy because his horse won the cross country event at Cheltenham in March. But he has come out and said that it won't race again in Cheltenham. It will probably race in Cheltenham next year, and then it'll be out to pasture. But obviously a fantastic horse, and has done very well for Michael O'Leary and its connections. Larry Cunningham and lovely Leitrim. Take it away, Larry.
Last night I had a pleasant dream. I woke up with a smile. I dreamt that I was back again in dear old Erin's Isle. I thought I saw Loch Allen's bands in the valleys down below. It was my lovely Leitrim where the shadow waters flow. I stood enchanted by the scene of grandeur and life. I headed off for Kerry town before the dark of night. As she moored that fairy hill,
where flowers widely grow. And I saw the gray of Fimacool, where the shadow waters flow. The next I saw was Fianna Town, with her ancient abbey wall, where the preaching of her holy monks re-echoes through her hall. I stood with reverence on the spot, reluctant for to go. From the town of saints and sages square, the shadow walks slow. I have traveled far through these great lands, from the east on to the west. But of all the islands I have seen, I love my own the best. And if ever I return again, there's one place I will go. It will be to lovely Leitrim, the shadow waters flow.
Yes, Larry Cunningham there, singing all about lovely Leitrim, and we have a few listeners from Leitrim listening to the programme. Hope you enjoy that. The programme you're listening to, Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Righto, we always have a look at the Farman Independent on the programme most weeks, and in this week's Independent, which comes out with the Irish Independent every Tuesday, they've got the main headline is Milk Output on Target Million Litres This Year. Well, about 5 years ago, before all the quotas were lifted, I remember talking to, he's the Taoiseach now, Simon Coveney. He was the Minister for Agriculture when he was down here in New Zealand. It was, might have been around probably 2012, so it must be 7 years. And he said that Ireland's aim maybe one day would be to try to get up there with New Zealand, who was producing about 20 billion litres of milk 5 years ago. I'm sure they're producing more than that now. But Ireland at 8 billion litres, record levels being set. And with an interesting article in the Herald at the weekend, I'm sure many of you read that and know that Brian Gaynor, a former Limerick man, Brian wrote an interesting article about the co-op and the dairies in New Zealand, making reference to the Westland dairy firm that looks like it's going to be Westland Co-op bought by a Chinese interest. And he compared the Fonterra's and Westland and the other dairy co-op business in New Zealand with what's happening in Ireland. And you've got the likes of Glanbia and Kerry Group and a number of other co-ops that are, you know, powering ahead in terms of output and production and profits and rate of returns. So obviously the dairy industry in Ireland is going well. Not so much what's happening the meat industry, because in the front of the paper there's a story here on by Dara McCullough on why reduced meat consumption is a trend that's here to stay. Irish farmers worried about Brexit have been told that there'll be no special Brexit fund for farmers. So beautiful pictures here, the picture of cows out grazing in sunshine in Carlow. Meath Éireann with weather forecasts this week, 8 to 14 degrees. And certainly nice to see some fine weather and longer days. And let's hope they have a great summer. Lovely team of three horses here, looks like Clydesdales. And this is Artelink. He's from Fecal, taking part in the Clare Ploughing Championships at Whitegate in County Clare at the weekend. What else has been happening? Fears of sterling collapse as the Brexit in-game looms. Land prices hit 23,000 an acre, but supply remains stagnant. Our government must do more to encourage uptake of solar electricity. As I said earlier, no special Brexit fund for farmers, as Hogan warns of budgetary constraints. What else has happened here? Teething problems for biomass energy plan. Lack of infrastructure is hampering renewable scheme. That's due to get up and underway. And there's plenty of ads there. And a nice picture here, the smiling Ciara Thornton, first-year student at Ballyhays Agriculture College in County Cavan, feeding pedigree Holstein calves on Thomas Kelly's farm in Phillipstown, Drogheda in County Louth. And finally, producer groups are not to are not the answer to beef farm woes. We'll move on with some more music and come back with more music in a few minutes' time. Let's see who we'll go with here. We'll go with Fall, Lisa Hannigan.
Adios is hold your tongue, hang the rich and spare the young, who drain the spirits from the jars, hop the fences, steal the cards, run on fumes and from the law, and burn for us right through the ladies, call your name for hair like it could be tame. Hitch their dresses past their knees, spill into the flower keys. They swing the bridges one and all, and burn for us right through the fall. Everything we thought to do.
Yes, Lisa Hannigan there, and a song called Fall. And that we've got a few more minutes, 10 minutes before the end of the programme here. Just let you know that the Irish Society in Auckland, they're open on Friday night. They're only open now two Fridays on every month. So on Friday night, there's a members draw, and Druid Cousins are playing in the Celtic Kitchen. Will be open. So Friday the 12th, this Friday, hard to believe we're halfway through April. And of course, the following week on Good Friday, the club is closed. And the next event they're having is Friday the 26th. There is an open mic night. And I just want to give a plug to my good friend Brian Giblin, who does a lot of good work on the North Shore. A Scouser, and Brian is organising a comedy night to remember. It's at the Takapuna Football Club and Taharata Road, and it's on Friday the 10th of May, the night before the Darkness into Light event at the Domain here in Auckland. And if you want to support that, it's fundraising for North Shore Hospice and the Starship Foundation. Brian, you can get in touch with Brian Giblin or the Takapuna Football Club. I'm sure it's all up there on online. So the doors are open from 7 p.m. There'll be raffles and there'll be Carlsberg prizes. So he's put together a really good comedy night at the Takapuna Soccer Club in a few weeks' time. Righto, we'll take another bit of music and then I'll come back and I will have a look at what's happening in the Examiner today. I download a few of the various Irish papers, the Irish Times, and this time we'll go with Luca Bloom. Christie's brother here, and I can't help falling in love.
Mm-hmm. be the same when I. To the sea, darling, so where it goes, some things are meant to be.
Beautiful voice there of Luca Bloom, brother of Christy Moore, and it is a while since Luca was in the studio with me here, the old studio in town, when he came here on a tour many, many years ago. Beautiful swinger. You're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here from the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night, and our delayed broadcast going out Saturday in Wellington, in Christchurch, on Plains FM down there, and Sunday evening and Sunday night in Wellington and Kapiti Coast on Wellington Access Radio and Kapiti Coast Radio, and around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz, the programme brought to you each week of the Hugh Green Group. Well, the trial into the murder of Bobby Ryan has been running now for nearly 2 months in Ireland, and the prosecution finished up all its questioning yesterday. So the man accused is Patrick Quirk, and he has denied anything to do with the murder of Mr. Ryan. Briefly, Mr. Quirk, his wife's brother, was married to a Mary Lowry. He had died, and then Mr. Quirk was helping her sort out the farm and doing a lot of work. She had three young children, and he started having an affair. She broke it off. And then Mr. Quirk, or Miss Lowry, started having a relationship with a man that was separated, Bobby Ryan, and he went missing in May 2011. Might have been June 2011, and his body wasn't found till April 2013. And obviously, after police investigations, Mr. Quirk was charged with the murder. So the trial, a lot of information has come out about all families in this trial. Both families lived in Tipperary, Branchamore in Tipperary, and so the jury have been told they don't need to come in tomorrow, but they'll be back to probably hear the summing up on Thursday, and then they will have to go out and make a decision on whether or not Mr. Quirk is guilty. Okay, that's about it for another week. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme. Thanks for tuning in. I'll leave you tonight with Lumiere and The West's Awake. We won't get it all in, but we'll get as much as we can.
When all decide, chainless wave and lovely land, freedom, nation, Lord, demand. Be sure the great God never planned for slumbering slaves a home so grand. And long the brave and hearty race honored and sentinel the place. Say, oh, not even son's disgrace could quite destroy the glorious trace.
For often
four point six.